Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Standin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Sports Grid Radio Network, 1090 AM, YouTube and Facebook Live. A lot of stuff there. Pete Gray here, along with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to a very quiet landings, the San Diego landings, you can see from the photo there, and we'll bring it back in the studio here, because this is where the action is right now.
We need to, and I will do this, this during the next break, we need to post a picture of the yellowtail that was just caught on board. I believe it was on the searcher.
I saw that.
Did you see that
on,
thing?
On Instagram,
oh,
on the searcher Instagram.
Oh, my God,
that
man.
Thing was, like, fat.
It was
Alejos, one of those classic Alejos giants.
A giant yellowtail, but it was more, there have been bigger yellowtail caught, but it was when amberjack get real big, they start to get tall in addition to just getting long. And this thing looks like I always joke, it looks like somebody took a mold of a big amberjack and just painted it to look like a yellowtail. I mean, it's got shoulders on top of shoulders. It was just a really cool fish, and we'll have to get a picture of that up there. Beautiful fish that the boys in the searcher caught on one of those great, light passenger long trips that they do.
Yeah, well, we have a great show for you. Ron Lane is here, Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay, and his best customer, Chris, is hanging out, giving us demos.
He's definitely one of them.
Yeah. Well, we're having a great time here this morning. If you want to be a part of the show and join us in the second hour, we would love to hear from you. 213-432-1090 is how you reach us on the phones, or as we said during the show, give us a text, man. There's a lot of great texts that have already come through, but plenty of time in the second hour to get your text through, and the texting the show is only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download, whether you're an Android or an iPhone user. Easy to find. Just download the Let's Talk Hookup app. Make sure you look for the Let's Talk Hookup icon when you're downloading, and that'll get you through, and it's the only way you can send in your text. And as Pete had mentioned, we're giving away such an amazing prize to one lucky caller or texter at the end of today's show, and that's a $100 shopping spree at Fast Lane in Mission Bay. And that's good for whatever you want it to be. $100 coming your way. You might buy a new boat, you might buy a bunch of Yak Attack accessories, you might get some Salty Crew gear, whatever you want at Fastlane, $100 coming your way to one lucky caller or texter. How cool is that?
Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, time for the catch report.
You got it, buddy. It sure is. And today our FishDope.com report is sponsored by Gamakatsu. Not all just about hooks. There are so much more, including the new Gamakatsu fillet knives. Once you tried one, you'll always want more. Their new tools are also very special, including the Gamakatsu braid scissors with ceramic blades, so they'll never rust. You can see them at your local dealer or check gamakatsu.com. And we're going to start off our catch report with our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Ricky, Pete, Ron, Chris. Great show this morning. Good morning, everybody. And, man, I don't know about you guys, but I'm not too much into this wintertime weather. It's so cold in the mornings up here. That frost all over the roofs next door. I much prefer summertime, got to tell you. But
that one, buddy.
Even though it's almost winter, and the water temps have dropped around here at least into the high 50s, low 60s like that, the water's stable now, and that's often more important than the actual temperature. You know, fish got to live in it all the time, and they don't like it going up or going down. But once it stabilizes, things get pretty much on track there. You just got to modify your techniques a little bit. Not so much fly lining for the bass. This time of year, it's for the local sand bass, the calico bass, it's fishing low and slow. Leadhead and squid, plastic with a strip of squid, some of the smaller, like flat fall style jigs, 16, 80 grams. They work great for fishing the structure for the wintertime bass. But the key to fishing structure is you got to be on the structure. You need a good GPS. You need a good color sounder to keep you on the hard bottom and on the fish. And you can catch plenty. So another fish to think about here at this time of year is those halibuts. Now, Catalina's already been biting for a couple of weeks on those halibuts up shallow. It's working pretty good at the island, 25 to 40 feet mostly on the edge of structure there. And then local, your local, last winter, and it was really good in several different areas, along Palos Verdes, and then just inside the hard bottom of the horseshoe were a couple of the main spots. 60 to 80 feet was producing best along the coast here. Bunch of really nice grade fish, so we'll see if that gets going again here. And then offshore, no reports from the local scene for past several days now. It's just that time of year. But we got pretty good weather on the outside, and there's a bunch of boats that headed out to the Cortez sport boats. So we'll find out what's going on with those yellows and tuna fish that may or may not be still living on the bank. Maybe Mike on a tribute will be calling in and giving an update. And then I want to give a shout-out to a couple guys on a little skiff out of Oceanside yesterday. Don't have much in the way of details, other than they caught a really nice swordfish, like over 300 pounds, and tied it under the side of the boat and drug it into Oceanside and weighed it there. So that's just a hell of a catch any time. There's been a little bit of that swordfish around, both in that area there and on the outside of the nines and kind of the main area. So we'll probably see some more good catches from them. But that's this week's report. Want everybody to have a happy Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to y'all next week.
Great report, Mark. Love hearing that, and I'm with you, man. Congrats to those boys. That's a hell of a fish in a small boat, and that's awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Good to have you back, Mark.
Speaking of next Saturday, he showed up here a little week early, but Danny Wade will be here along with Jerry from JRI Lures. So a great twosome next Saturday with Rick and Corey. Corey will be in here. Perfect timing, right, for talking lures and fishing. And
those guys are, I mean, they're two of the best that exist. And, you know, I always love having Danny Wade on here. Danny's got no agenda, no nothing, just a guy who's done surface iron fishing at the highest level for the longest time.
Yep.
Very approachable, very quick with an answer, you know, no sponsor driven, no nothing. He'll just share his knowledge. Yeah. Great time. And then Jerry makes some of the best lures on the water. It's going to be a really fun show.
Oh, that'll be a good show. 7 to 9 next Saturday. And then tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup, Ali from BD Outdoors, fishdope.com, will be here along with his brother, the angler's realtor, Yosef. That's going to be a fun show, too. So a couple of good shows coming up here for Let's Talk Hookup. And Mark, of course, fishdope.com is your source, right? You get a lot of information from Fishdope. And then how do we find you? I guess we lost Mark.
Yeah.
So
I can tell you, it's on the corner of Bolson Cheek and Ettinger.
Yeah,
right behind the Chevron station.
In Huntington Beach. That's
you got that.
All
best
right.
Bait tanks in the whole world.
No
come out of that
question
spot.
About the best bait tanks. You want a good bait tank? Pacific Edge.
Yeah, that's
the
spot. It.
Yeah, and the cool thing about Pacific Edge bait tanks is they have them all listed on their website, too.
Yeah.
So you can actually look at them up.
And, like, again, you want to talk about it. It just reminds me of what Ron's talking about with the kayaks and just making things fit and making things work. That's how Mark is with those bait tanks. You know, how many times he can look at a space and know that, hey, man, if we do a flat back tank, it can push up flush against this seat molding you have here.
Right.
Or, hey, you know, this space is going to work better. Let's do an 80-gallon round, or we'll do this oval. Like, he's just got that knack for knowing what the right tank is to fit your space, and they make it.
Yeah, for sure. And if you want to get through on the phones, have a question for us, 213-432-1090. You have a chance to win a $100 gift certificate to go on a shopping spree at Fastlane.
Well, I almost hesitate to read this text because I sound like a broken record, but it's another great one about links. And it says, hey, guys, I listened to the show from a few weeks back where Ron called in about the killer deal on Hobie Lynxes at an amazing price. Well, I missed out on that one, but then I got in on another great Lynx sale that they just had, and I'm going to pick up mine this afternoon. My question, can Ron speak about fish finder options for the Lynx? You guys have talked about a lot already, and I know that they're Lowrance ready. Do you have recommendations on model sizes? Should I stick with that brand? He wants to know about electronics for his Lynx he's getting this afternoon. That's all from Drew in San Diego.
Did Drew get one of those $2,000 Lynxes?
I think he might have got
it.
I think yesterday.
The deal, like $1,000 off?
Yeah. I think there was.
And you have two of those left?
Two now. Yeah there was
you
three.
Had three, and Drew called. Drew stashed up one of them.
I'll be darned. That's good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we're
so
ready for you.
What's the option?
So what do you think about electronics? And, you know, he's talking about Lowrance, and there's been a lot of talk. Should he stick with that brand? And then do you guys have recommendations on which model he should look into?
On my Lynx, what I use is that little one-pound lithium battery, Nakwa battery. the fish finder company basically put – give me a second. I'm trying to think of the name. The Nakwa batteries as the, all the gear we did. Yak Attack.
Okay.
They're labeled them Yak Attack batteries now.
Was that a senior moment?
Yeah, it was a senior moment.
Okay. I have those too.
But on my fish finder, I just have the Lowrance 5.
Okay.
And I just use the regular, it's not the triple shot, it's the one right below it.
Mm-hmm.
Because the transducer fits right underneath the boat, and it's just clean. It's
You get a good bottom picture. Color sounder.
Oh yeah, you bet. And it's got GPS and it's got the charts on it.
So it's an all-in-one unit.
Yeah, they're amazing. Yeah, and now that just ended, and they have the Eagle now. So there's a couple of options there, and we can show them to them. But to me, if you go with a bigger one, sure you're going to be able to see it better. But with limited space, you're starting to be in your way a little bit. And that's why those Yak Attack fish finder holders are so great, is they have arms on them that you can tilt out, move over.
Move around,
you can still see them real well. And they're there so you can manipulate them with your hand. And I always put them on the left side, so my steering will be on the left side, rod in my right.
Nice.
Yeah.
You're right, though. There's always pros and cons.
What if you're left-handed like me?
Easy to switch.
Hey, Chris, you had some input.
Yeah. I think the size of the screen is more the personal thing to decide on than anything else. They are all so well made nowadays, all the manufacturers, and they give you such a good view of the bottom. So, I mean, to me, the most important thing is just having a clear picture of how deep you are.
Okay.
You know.
Good transducer.
And calling them a fish finder is in some ways a little bit of a misnomer, because it takes some real experience to know what you're seeing. But how big a screen you want to be looking at is the bigger variable to me. And mind you, I've gone through everything from 3-inch screens to the biggest I use currently is a 9-inch.
On a kayak, a 9-inch.
A 9-inch, but that's getting fancy. A 7-inch is very big on a kayak, but some guys like that. And a 5-inch is kind of standard. You can get away with even smaller. It depends on whether they're turned vertically or horizontally.
Mm-hmm.
The size of the screen a person wants to deal with is the main issue, and then how much electricity that's going to take, and
how big a battery you want to carry.
Your battery's going to.
Yeah.
And I would recommend to somebody to have Callan rig up the fish finder with the Nakwa battery. They have different end connectors, and so that becomes an issue too. But get into the Nakwa battery system and use the Nakwa batteries, and you just be very happy with it. And the connectors are really great.
Yeah, it is, man.
Let's continue our catch report.
You got it. We're going to head on down to San Diego, over to C4th Sport Fishing, just across the street from Fast Lane, and we're going to talk to Marcos, see what's going on at C4th. What's up, Marcos?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Great morning. Talking fishing, and just anxious to hear what's going on over at C4th.
Well, let me ask you something. Did you guys hear from Captain Mike on the Tribute?
We have not. No, you got first round.
He's
a show stealer sometimes.
I know that this has got to be a first, right? I can't remember last time he didn't, get his report in for me. But we did hear from him, and I'm guessing he maybe didn't call in because they're catching some fish right now, so maybe he's in the middle of the bite. But that Tribute is on a day and a half trip right now. They have 24 yellow tail on the boat there. He's got some fish up to 22 pounds. There's some pretty good yellow tail fishing there on that day and a half trip. He's definitely worth checking out the schedule for Mike there. He's got trips on the weekends right now. He's running those day and a half trips. He's got those through December, running the day and a half looking for that. And a trip that people have been asking for quite a bit here. We're going to be running some Colonnette trips in January there. He's going to be running those on the weekend. Check that out in January, February there. So you can definitely make those. A lot of people, like I said, have been wanting to do that. We've had a lot of questions about it. And Mike is pulling through on those. So lots of options there for him. The day and a half through December, then the Colonnette trips in January, February. And depending on how those go, they might stretch those out. So check the website for that. Otherwise, a little bit of a slow week here. just didn't have the people coming out. It's, you know, it's not unusual. The week before Thanksgiving break tends to be kind of slow because people are all going out of town next week, so hopefully that count picks up a bit. We did have a few good trips in there. San Diego got out on their first 7-4 trip last weekend, fishing locally there on that 7-4 trip. Couple yellowtails, some few bass, some decent bottom fishing, and they are back out there today, so hopefully see some more of that. And, you know, from what I understand, they saw a bunch of yellowtail that didn't want to bite, so hopefully they'll be biting today. The half-day trips, Sea Watch running this week. New Seaport's doing some boat work, but they should be back next week. About what we've had, some very good bottom fishing there. A mix of rockfish in the morning, fishing deep, some whitefish in the afternoon. Hopefully they'll get some bass in there as this weather stays nice. So check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Got a bunch of different options for you up there. We got those half days. We've got the 7-4 trips on the San Diego. Got day and a half on the Tribute on the weekends there. All those trips are online. You can make your reservations online. You can always just call the office, 619-224-3383. And another option, if you got family coming in that maybe wants to get out on the water and experience that, but maybe not go fishing, we do have those whale watching trips. So those are up there also. You can go whale watching. And we should be sneaking up on that gray whale migration pretty soon. So definitely check that out. Lots of options for you, and I'd love to get you guys out there on the water.
Hey, great report, Marcos, and you're right. Great to hear that those day and a half trips are still having success with Mike on the Tribute. That was awesome. You know, weren't sure how that was going to go with the weather and everything else, and, man, they're just right back to business and catching fish. So great report, buddy. Appreciate that. Good tips on Whale Watch for the fam for the holiday season. If somebody wants to do any of those great trips, one more time, give us a phone number, how we reach you.
Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. You can always make reservations on there, even in the middle of the night. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Do close a little bit earlier at this time of the year, usually here till about 6 or so. Otherwise, come down and visit us in person. It's a good time to start doing that Christmas shopping and get some gear for that fisherman in your life, whether that be yourself or someone else.
I like it. Good call, Marcos. Great report. We'll talk to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right. Thanks, bro. All right. That's going to wrap up our catch report today. Again, sponsored in part by Dana Landing on Mission Bay. That's your one-stop shop for everything that you need to go fishing. They are having their huge annual After Thanksgiving Halibut Classic Tournament. It's Saturday, November the 30th, limited to just 40 teams. You can register online now at danalanding.com. Also, you can check out East County Bait and Tackle and Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle with the best in both freshwater and saltwater tackle, along with live bait. Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. ECBT, they're at the end of the 67 freeway at Mapleview and Lakeside. And Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is on Broadway in Lemon Grove. Check danalanding.com for more info. And I also want to put in a plug for them. They are having a huge Black Friday sale as well. I mean, a great time to go down. Like, it's such the cool scene down there between Fastlane. We talked about Blue Seas, Dana Landing. Like, it's such that hub for fishing in Mission Bay.
And I think he was saying like 20% off.
Yeah, dude, it's
going to
be a mega
everything?
Sale. Yeah, I mean, that's,
are you kidding
that's
me?
What it looked like. I mean, I'm sure we can get a little clarification out of Steve and, you know, Nick and Johnny and the boys, but
wow.
It looks like it's going to be a massive sale.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. Well, hey, phones are packing up. We want to get through 213-432-1090. Let's jump into it, Rick.
Charlie and La Marauder's up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Charlie.
Yeah, hi, good morning, Pete and Rick. Just had a quick question. I'm kind of in the market for one of these kayaks I'm hearing so many good things about. 61225, is there a recommendable size and a model of kayak that you would recommend?
So all of the Hobies will fit you just fine, all of them. I mean, from the smallest to the biggest. They
inflatable,
have,
links.
Yeah, everything.
Outback,
they have a huge
whatever.
Capacity. They're all very stable. If it's just recreating in them, you know, they're, who doesn't want comfortable, fast,
right.
And easy? I mean, that Mirage Drive is amazing. And then if it's fishing, you definitely want your hands free. So all of them will work. Now, it's more about what kind of fishing you want to do. Like, is it just something that you want to put in your car and go to the Sierras? Or is it maybe, you know, La Jolla Shores? So where are you going to fish this thing?
A little bit of the offshore thing. Well, with the kayak, I do the inshore thing, and also the Sierras. So is there something that may be versatile for both?
Well, my favorite do-all kayak is Pete's favorite, too. It's the Hobie Outback. The Outback is just the most amazing.
Very versatile.
Yeah. It got
table versatile.
And when they did the remodel on the Outback a few years back, it got the bow like a pro angler, a sharp bow, and then it's got this real big back. Baby's got back. And great for bay tanks, big, large tackle boxes can go back in the back. It floats a lot of weight. It even has a way to carry your beach wheels with you. So it's just a really versatile, easy kayak. And I think the Outback is probably our most popular model, and particularly if you take it over the years, it's just been the best. So I would come down and do a demo. Just try an Outback, and then if it's easy and light, it's going to be an inflatable I-9 or an I-11.
Or a Lynx.
And we have two on a really special deal right now.
Yeah.
Crazy, though, that there's a boat that is perfectly suited for going and catching a 50-pound sea bass in La Jolla, and then the very next day throwing it up on top of the rack and driving a crowley and fly fishing a trout. And it really is perfect for both of those things. I mean, it couldn't be
amazing.
Opposite fisheries, yet that boat does both of them just right.
And that's a really great question, because it's kind of daunting when you look at the, you go online, you look at Hobie kayaks, and
totally.
You see all the different models. So it's a little easier when you're down talking to the guys, looking at pictures, talking to them, and then we can demo you. And then it'll open your eyes, and you'll go, I get it. That's what I want.
Chris?
If you ask me what is my favorite kayak, independent of weight, size, and everything else, just to fish on, it's the Outback.
The Outback, yeah.
That says a lot.
A great kayak, yeah, for sure. Hey, Tom and Nora, thanks a lot for the call, by the way. 213-432-1090, open right now. You want to get through, there's your chance. And Tom from NorCal, very soggy NorCal, I would say. So weird that they got hit so hard up there, and our hearts go out to those that are suffering from some of that flooding, too. That's tough stuff. Hey, he says, good morning. I love my Outback.
Yeah.
Like, huh? And offshore Mendocino, California, crab, cod fishing, launching from the beaches. So there you go.
That's some real. That's a real area.
Real. That's real stuff. There.
That's not La Jolla Shores.
That's real
deal. Yeah.
So he's saying that
in
NorCal he loves his Outback.
That's cool. I wanted to read another text too if we got time. It's a great show, guys. I'm curious to hear. Ron, what types of options available for live bait storage on the Hobie kayak line? Also, are there do you find it more appropriate to have a bait tank that is attached to the boat or one that you drag behind you? Also, how important is the ease of access for live bait? Anxious to hear all the options that exist from Brian in San Diego.
Great question. It's all solved. All the garage art went away about, I think it was about 15 years ago, Hobie came out with the bait tank that's fit to any Hobie. It's just an amazing bait tank. They used to make a XL, a larger one, and it pretty much went away because the small size or the normal one is perfect. The standard bait tank is the way to go. And you know what? It pumps water up through the bottom of the boat, circulates it in the tank, exits out the other side, so it's a real
true bait tank.
Yeah, it's a bait tank. It's not like an aerator or a box that you put on or a cooler that we used to stick a pump over the side and drag around. It's very, very it's integrated to the boat, and you can pop it off with two clips. So it goes on and comes off. You don't always want it. Maybe you're not going to go use bait. But, yeah.
And you guys both have used that, I'm sure, thousands of times. The access to grabbing your bait, no problem.
Is a problem. I'm getting older. whenever I used to just reach around and grab, grabbing a mackerel, there's little tips to that. And one of the tips, I got to tell you, this is funny. I was without my little net.
Okay.
You know, those little teeny bait nets. You need one of those, not so much to get the fish, but to hold the fish while you're on your kayak. So I'm sitting there with no net, and I'm on the long range trip. We're out at San Clemente Island. I got one sardine left, and I can't catch him.
Yeah, that's the one you want.
I'm reaching back behind my back.
Yeah, those bait tanks keep them alive. Yeah,
this thing is just zipping around, and so I had to lower the water level on
it. That's funny.
And then I got him. But I had more bait on the way. The Islander guys were on their way to bring me more. But that last bait, and so taking nets.
All right. I have a text, and I can't reveal the source. but it's a little birdie, I'm going to say, has told me that tomorrow, 11:24, Ron and your lovely wife, Debbie, the real brains behind the operation, celebrate their 45th wedding anniversary.
Wow. And
is that right?
Yeah.
Congratulations, Ron and Debbie.
And
that's cool.
They're also celebrating in December 45 years of Fastlane kayaks.
Yeah.
Fastlane.
Yeah, there was a lot going on 45 years ago.
Pretty amazing that somebody can survive 45 years in business, not to mention 45 years being married, too.
I was going to say, I can't believe that Debbie can manage 45 years around. Like, that's the real hero there.
You have to go into their office and see a picture of Ron on a surfboard holding Debbie up in the air, spread eagle flat, you know, flying on a wave.
Well, congratulations.
That was called the swan.
The swan. congratulations, you guys.
Buddy.
Happy,
that's awesome.
Happy anniversary to you and Debbie.
You too, Debbie.
And congratulations on 45 years of success in the business.
It just went by so fast.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, 45 for sure. Years cool. In business.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More your phone calls, more your texts, and a whole lot more fun with Ron. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network. Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockcod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear, literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Captain Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing here. For the past few seasons, a dart-styled metal jig has come into play in a big way for tuna offshore or even rockfish down deep. AFCO's Crossbreed Jig has quickly become the go-to for many since it came onto the market. AFCO's Crossbreed Jig is good to go right out of the package with a 4X treble hook, heavy-duty split rings, West Coast colors, and sizes 60 gram to 120 gram. Pick one up today at your local tackle store or learn more on AFCO.com.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Catine, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato, Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea-Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're having a great time here this morning, talking all kinds of fun and all times of fishing here with Ron and Chris, and having a great time doing it. If you want to join in on the fun and have a question, boy, please join us. It's been a very busy morning on the phones. We have a bunch of great callers standing by, but there's still plenty of time for your call. 213-432-1090 is how you do it, or keep those texts rolling in the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Yeah, for sure. You have a good one, huh?
I do, yeah. This says, hey guys, I've always admired Hobie's innovation station. We often hear there's always room for improvement, but it really doesn't seem like there's anything left to improve on a Hobie Kayak. What do you see the future for Hobie Kayaks going forward? Unless we get some sort of alien technology, I don't see how it can get better. And that's from Tim in Martinsville, Indiana.
Boy, that's a really great question. You know, every time they come up with something new, I always go, this is it. This is it. And, no, they just keep coming up with new stuff. So right now what's new is they're just making it the ability to put, you know, electric motors on boats easier.
Okay.
And so that's sort of been a trend.
It's kind of like an e-bike, e-kayak.
Yeah, it's kind of that deal.
Right.
And but I got to tell you, that kind of goes against what I like. I like a little simpler process, you know.
Yeah.
Just
but wait a minute.
Pop it in the water.
Wait a minute. I love my e-bike. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I still get exercise. I turn it off and ride the hills and do that kind of stuff.
I think the difference
when
is
I really
there's not
want
big
it,
hills in this.
But when I really want to kick it in, man, it's really nice to turn that motor on.
No, I get it.
Climb it up. Same thought of the kayak, man. It's like you want to get your exercise and do that, but if you have a little power and you want to get home faster, you caught a big fish, you want to weigh it up. What's wrong with that?
I keep thinking about that gentleman that I saw at Lake Barrett, where he was pedaling and fishing and doing all of his things, but when he needed to cover a great distance, he kicked it on, he ate a sandwich, and he covered that, you know, mile-long distance that he needed to go, and then he turned it off, and he went right back to pedaling and fishing and standing and all the other things that came with it.
That's what's been trending, particularly in tournament fishing.
Okay.
You know, the guys want to get there quick.
Get there on the motor.
Yeah.
And Chris?
Well, I'm really a serious bass fisherman, and if you're just going to pedal, there's sort of a circle of range that you're comfortable with, and it's typically something like a mile maximum. But if you take a lake that's long and skinny, and the good fishing is 3 miles up, you know, to start with, it really makes a big difference to put an electric trolling motor on, be able to put that in the water at the dock, do your as fast as you can 3 mile thing. So maybe you're going 7 miles an hour instead of 3.5 miles an hour.
You can go that fast on those trolling motors?
Some guys.
Wow.
Yeah. So when you get there, you just stop using that and go back to the Mirage Drive, and now you're totally in control in the fishing.
So what's a serious bass fisherman, as you call yourself? What's the model? What model kayak?
Again, everybody's jerry-rigging things. I used to walk into Hobie store, to Ron's store, and he would say, Hobie is just going to come out with some, and he'd tell me something, I go, what the heck is that? And then they would come up with something that just blew my mind. So I think the trends will follow what the fishermen are doing.
Okay.
I just wanted to read this text because it's so on our immediate topic. And it says, hey, guys, great show. Ron, I have a compass, and I'm looking to get some motor assistance coming up against current. What motor would be a good fit for a compass? That's from Todd in San Diego.
I like the Bixby. Yeah, it's just light, simple, does exactly what Chris was talking about. Chris called me one time. It was kind of a bad weather or something, and he says, that Bixby just saved my life.
I'll bet.
I was cold. I was at the other end of the lake.
Yeah,
it started raining.
At El Capitan, 3 miles away from the dock.
Whoa.
And just out of nowhere, I was heading straight into wind, and it was raining. It had been drizzly, but it started raining hard.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, if you get on the wrong side of current, if you get on the wrong side of wind, it's just another feature that you, that's the beauty of it too. You don't have to use it.
What boat are you fishing El Cap on?
Everything's on my I-9.
All on your I-9.
Yeah.
And you have a Bixby on your I-9?
Yeah, I use the Bixby with my I-9. Yeah.
You do? Wow. I didn't know you could put an electric motor on those things.
And a live scope.
I know a live scope, but you can put an electric motor on the inflatable.
It's fast lane, man. They can do anything.
Wow. So Let me ask you, the big sale that you're having on Friday and Saturday next week.
Yep.
Are the Bixby's going to
Yeah,
be
yeah,
on
the Bixby.
Sale?
No, there's a big deal on the Bixby's. Yeah.
Pete, you're going to get Ron in trouble.
We just talked about the big sale at Dana Landing, right?
And so
they're right next door. So you're going to have big sale at Ron's, big sale at Dana Landing. I mean, sounds like that's the place to be.
No doubt about it.
Well, you know what? I'm going to have to tell my wife I've got to cancel my trip to Detroit this week to go Thanksgiving. You think that would go over very well?
I don't know if it will, but I'll back you up on it. You know, if you need some assistance, I'll do whatever I can, too.
Like, I think there's an I-9 in your future.
I think I'm stuck. I got a great text here from John in Mira Mesa, and I'll bring it up here. It says, question for Ron and Chris. The picture of the Lynx has it being a wet ride, which is fine in summer and warmer water bay, etc. How rough a water or chop can you handle it comfortably for an angler who's not a thrill seeker?
I don't have a problem with the...
I don't think the Lynx is that wet a ride, right?
Well,
is it, Chris? I mean, you're going to get some... So if the chop comes up, you're going to get a little wet.
Yeah, and particularly when you're going head into it.
Into it, yeah.
And that's just a pound. You know, it's a big square nose.
Right.
And it doesn't have that sharp bow like an Outback would have or a pro angler. Now, when you're pounding upwind, it causes a splash. And with the wind coming straight at you, yeah, you're going to get a spray. So in my... Like when I'm up, the time I really, it got me was, we had snowboarded all morning and we were on an I-11, which is very similar. And I was going, we went down and fished Convict Lake.
Mm-hmm.
And I was at the very back end, having come back to the launch ramp. The sun was going down, and we were in shorts, mind you. And then I go, all of a sudden, it just got cold. When you add a little water on it, so I took my little spray pants, popped them on, and my little spray jacket right over my...
Right.
And I was warm.
And you're fine.
Yeah. So you have to gear up to have the appropriate gear with you.
And that's the thing. On the Lynx, you can have the gear on there. To change,
right?
And you have the stability to be able to stand up and put your pants on and
that's
put your
cool.
jacket on and everything.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, it's not that hard.
No,
but it's when you go and demo it, when you come down and try it, you'll see the stability and stuff, and you can visualize just sliding on some spray pants
and demo it in the late afternoon at Mission
Bay
when
blowing.
It's windy and choppy.
Yeah, you're right.
And then you get a chance.
Give it a real test.
Yeah.
There you go.
Hey, I had a great text here. It says, guys, I have to switch gears. Can we please talk about the great fishing that we had on the Let's Talk Hookup Shogun trip that Ron was the charter master of? And that was from Mike and your Belinda.
That was great fishing. I couldn't believe it. Ying summed it up with, this is too easy.
Ying is probably one of the best fishermen I've ever fished with.
Oh, he's
phenomenal. The guy gets bit when nobody else gets bit.
Yeah, he moves on the boat really great. I mean, when he's never in your way.
So
he's
you
always,
said he sat out. He said, it's too easy.
He goes, oh, this
I'm
is too easy.
I'm out.
I love it. That's great.
I mean, think about it. Yeah. It's too easy to catch 40 to 60 pound yellowfin.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was a good time, huh?
So cool.
Unbelievable.
What a great trip.
I had so many firsts. Chris goes, Ron, every time I go on a trip, coach coaches me up. He says, go and get, what was it called, a bomb?
The Wahoo bomb?
The Wahoo bomb. And he goes, make sure it's got a silver head and a green skirt. Going, okay, whatever you say. And I found one next door.
At Dana Landing.
Yeah, and so... Everybody's handing me these Wahoo bombs at the thing. You know, all the guys are saying, here, try this one, try this one, try this one. And I go, I'm going to use the one Chris told me to get.
Smart move.
And I got my first Wahoo.
All right.
On a bomb.
Cool.
And it was like so fun. You know, and I couldn't figure out, you know, it's yellowfin tuna were jumping on anything. And so I'm thinking, oh, it's just another yellowfin. But when it took off. And with that kind of surface and horizontal, I couldn't believe it. I didn't know if
it's a different bite. It's a different deal.
Yeah, and not being aware of ever catching one like that, it was really fun. So that trip was off the chart. The guys we fished with on that trip, What a great joy. Group, huh? What a great group. And all of you are required to come back next year.
And it's a 7-day next year. Our Let's Talk Hookup Shogun trip is going to stay a 7-day.
That's great.
And there are a couple of spots left, and Ron will be hosting the trip again.
Oh, you can't get me off that.
There you go.
That was like the funnest thing ever.
Yeah. Hey, The lobster guru is listening.
Oh, Salazar.
Jim Salazar.
Wow.
He says, I love my Bixby on my Pro Angler for downrigger use when trout get deep up in the Sierras.
Oh, man.
There you go.
We're talking about the guy who wrote the book.
The book, yeah.
On hooping.
So there you go. Get the Bixby on sale Friday, Saturday at Fastlane.
All right. Well, hey, let's jump back into the phones. We got Brady calling us back from Newport this morning. Morning, Brady. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, morning, Brady.
It's good. Yeah, it's going good. You know, they always say, stand-up-wise, Laird Hamilton, you know, he crossed the English Channel. I think getting towed by a thresher shark on a sleigh ride is more the YouTube. That's where the thing started for. But as a 30-year sander, I've rigged a lot of different boards. Whether it's PVC, you know, does plug out PVC 2-inch and then plugs for baskets. But the kayak scene, man, it's really just taken off. As far as you can't do much with a board, you know. I mean, like, you can
do
what you
can. It's not near as comfortable.
You can't
cover as much area.
Because there was a big thing for a while, surfboard fishing, right?
Right, right.
A lot
and
of
then
guys
the stand-up paddle boards.
Yeah,
Hayden
stand-up
and
paddle
Jared.
Boards, yeah.
Jared went and caught that thresher shark on a stand-up paddle board, but that was all just...
But way better on a kayak.
Oh, yeah.
Well, just the level of comfort that's provided and the gear storage and, I mean, it's...
Now, keep in mind, they had a caller just a little while ago, Harry Walker. He spends over 12 hours in an outback out at San Clemente Island, and he's in his 80s.
Right.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
It's comfortable. It's easy.
Yeah. Well, look at the guy sitting next to you. He's going to be 80 next year. Or is it this year or next year?
This year
he's going to be 80, and he sits in a kayak for 12 hours.
He's my hero.
Yeah. Mine too. Hey, And with the doctor here, maybe he can illuminate on this question, because it's a good question. And Elizabeth wants to know, what's the deal with all the bioluminescence this year in the water? And I can tell you from my old marine biology days of many, many years ago that it's caused by plankton.
Yeah.
And when you see red tide, you're going to see bioluminescence. We've had a lot of red tide, and it's all about the upwelling of nutrients causing more life in the water.
A bloom.
And this bloom, it's like a blooming flower because it's a plant.
And when they agitate it, it releases that cold energy.
Bioluminescence. Yeah. And that's what caused that bioluminescence. You want to, does that pretty much cover it? So that's what it is. When you see red tide, when you see red tide during the day, go down there at night and marvel at it.
It's
pretty amazing. Like your boat wake. Pretty unbelievable.
That is really cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
Coming in nighttime is pretty
cool.
Stuff.
So, and it's happening now in certain spots, so check it out.
Maybe doesn't make for the greatest fishing in the world.
No.
Well, or surfing in it.
Yeah. No.
We were surfing in it the other day.
Yeah.
Pete and I.
Yeah, I can be stinky. What the stinky is the plankton dying off. It's not really pollution or anything like that. It's causing it. It's more so the dying off of the live organisms in it.
Or maybe, so it's a healthy cycle. It just isn't ideal for what
cycle.
We're doing.
Yes. Got but it. It's really pretty to look at.
It is cool looking at nighttime, no doubt.
Nighttime.
Well, hey, I had a fun text come through. It's from John and Marietta. So I have a 2320 Parker. I'm wondering exactly which kayak you guys would recommend for ease of storage and transport. I want to take it out to San Clemente. I want to do the Catalina thing you mentioned earlier. What's my best bet in terms of boat?
I-9.
That's the easiest transportable.
One of the kids that works for me, Logan Downing, his dad, Dave, and Dave fishes with Ali a lot, and he was going to Catalina Island, and I loaned him a 9 and 11, and him and his wife went over to Catalina. They blew him up. They had a ball with him. He called me up and he says, darn, you wrong.
I think that's so cool.
And it's, so for Mothership, fishing. It's easy. It's a small package. You can store it really easy, and you can blow them up really easy.
It doesn't take a huge thing. You don't need to pack a big compressor or anything like that.
No, I have a small skiff, a little Robalo, and Chris and I share that boat, and Debbie and I on a busy Sunday. It was so busy at the beach, you couldn't even find parking. We just put two I-9s on our little skiff, motored out to Point Loma, anchored up, blew them up, and paddled to our own private beach.
Oh, that's so out on, cool.
Yeah, it was in Kings Bay.
Love that.
The thing about the I-9 also, because it's so wide, I think it might be the widest of all their kayaks. And you could step out of the boat onto it pretty easily and comfortably.
That's a great point.
Put it in the water, and then it's not that hard to step into it.
Plus, inflatables, when they're banging against the side of your boat, very easy on the boat, you know, paint or, you know.
And the pilot house, like he's got, he throw two of those things in the bag, you throw them up in the V-berth, they're not going to be in your way at all.
It's pretty easy, and they roll right down to the ramp. You know, they're in a bag with wheels on it.
So awesome.
There it is, Jason.
Love that thing.
All right. Well, I got another great text. It says, good morning, gang. What is the flow rate and fill time that's appropriate for a kayak bait tank setup? Do we need to worry about pumps? Is it everything integrated? Just a good live bait question for his kayak.
Yeah, that's a really good question. So in the Hobie Live Well, which is the best one, don't even bother trying to build one. They've already done it, and it's
did it right
now. But that pump question is good, because there's a 12 volt pump in it, but it runs it kind of fast, so you're sucking up a lot of water. Once it's primed, you're sucking up a lot of water circulating through it and draining out, and it kind of, you know, in a small circle, a tight circle like that, it can tire your fish out. So they went to a 6 volt battery, which runs that pump at half rate.
Okay.
And it's perfect.
Got it.
But if you ever wanted to max out on water, you could put a 12-volt pump right in the same little nook that holds the battery. Mm-hmm.
They really keep fish alive. They're amazingly efficient.
Cool. They are. And you can put a lot of bait in it. A lot of bait.
Oh, I've
both mackerel and sardines.
Yeah, I've seen guys lots. Max out on
So, according to the bait tank guru, Mark Wish, 7 minutes is the fill time for an average tank. If you have less, you need to increase. If you have more, you need to damper
it
down
a
little bit.
So who would know more than that guy?
Yeah, that's the key. And every bait tank, what I've noticed about bait tanks, and I have a lot of different bait tanks, is every bait tank is different. Like, some like it at 7 minutes, some like it at 8 minutes, some, you know, but 7 minutes seems to be the key. And just watch your bait. Just know your tank. Know what the proper flow rate of your tank is. You'll figure it out. But that's,
well, if you got a kayak and it's a Hobie, just buy a Hobie tank. You don't have to figure out.
You don't have to worry about overflowing it.
No. Worst grade.
Yeah. I have a great text here from Jason in Murrieta. He says, I've got a Parker 2320 and was wondering what kayak you'd recommend for taking out to San Clemente Island as a mothership, namely related to ease of packing on the Parker.
That was our previous one, yeah.
We just did that one.
Yeah,
okay.
All good.
I wasn't paying attention.
No, it's all good. We got to read through all these texts to find them. But this was a fun one, and it says, well, guys, my ears were burning. It's Dana Pastilli. So I had to text. I'm a constant, constant being able to oversee anything that you sell is my latest issue. I have a hole in my links, and I need to fix it. This is the amazing thing about this boat is even if you do get a hole in them and it's filled with foam, which I didn't know, it just keeps on going. I'm drying it out, and I've already spoken to Callan, and he told me how I make my fix.
Before we answer that, let's go to Mike on the Tribune with a live report. Hey, Mike. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Mike?
Oh, just, you know, hanging out here in really nice weather. Week before Thanksgiving, catching a bunch of yellowtail.
I love it, man. I love it.
On a day and a half.
Yep, we're very, very good yellowtail fishing so far this morning. Got out with a light load. We only have 13 guys. I think we just put our 27th yellowtail of the morning on. Fish up to the low 20-pound range. We're a very mixed group here. Dropper loop's been kind of the hot setup. The guys that can fish a yo-yo jig, we've got a couple on the surface iron as well. But I think if you could fish a yo-yo jig this morning, you're pretty well set. But a dropper loop on the bottom for some of the rent rodders has been working fine. I think one guy's got four yellowtails. Never fished the West Coast before.
Wow, cool.
And are you within easy day and a half range?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, easy. I think we got the anchor down at 4 o'clock this morning. So
wow.
easy day and a half range. And I really, you know, I was last week when I was in there, we were talking about the weather. It's it's I wouldn't say completely glassy, but it's pretty darn nice for where we are.
Oh, I love this, man. You know, you called it. I mean, there's great late season fishing to be had. It's not time to hang it up, and this is such an easy time to get to go. A lot of work is slow, and if there was an opportunity to sneak out for a day and a half, it's a lot of times easier these next few weeks than it is in the middle of summer. And glad to hear there's biting fish to go along with it.
Yeah, and I'm glad we had a couple guys come, I think, from Utah. And there's like I can't remember where the one individual's from. So he's somewhere Great Lakes area, and he's out here visiting family, and he said he's never fished the Pacific Ocean before, and I think the guy's got four yellowtail for the morning. So I mean, you know, not a bad way to celebrate coming out and seeing family for Thanksgiving and doing some fresh sashimi.
That's for sure. Well, do you have any trips on the Tribute coming up?
You know, we did the day after Thanksgiving, Friday night. I looked, and, you know, we had that giant storm up north, and I was kind of going, oh, boy, here. And I looked, you know, as far out as I could tell, looking at, you know, Cortez, Tanner, I didn't see any wind over 15 knots for, like, the next 9 days, which is
wow,
kind of unheard of, but not really for this time of year.
That's great, man. I would have been worried about that weather, but obviously not the case. And you're experiencing it right now. Calm weather and bite fish. We'll take that.
Yeah. Yep. So it's
awesome weather.
Friday
good
night. It's a day and a half.
Friday night, day after Thanksgiving. If you have family coming in from town, apparently they can come from anywhere in the United States, anywhere in the world. Grab some rental gear from Seaforth Landing, come out here and knock out some yellowtail. Like the Apollo was out here yesterday, and I think he had limits of yellows for his 14 guys, and that's, you know, 10 fish per person. That's
wow.
pretty outstanding.
That's a serious yellow. All right, if somebody wants to get on that trip the day after Thanksgiving, Friday, this coming Friday, how do we get a hold of you and book that trip?
Seaforthlanding.com, TributeSportFishing.com. You can call Seaforth, 619-224-3383. And, we got a guy up here that just threw a surface down. He's got one hanging. So we're
sweet.
It's just a great morning.
Having
a blast.
I appreciate the check this morning. Thanks.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. All right. I want to remind you, this portion of the show is sponsored in part by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get the premier processing experience. Check out the easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. With new team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity, the finest customer service. You can stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com to make your reservations. And when we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves a $100 shopping spree at Fast Lane Kayaks. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Long-range fishing, nothing beats Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever-drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body. When throwing jigs, the Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. With the extreme cranking power and Shimano Super Free Spool provides extreme castability. You'll be able to put your jig in the Wahoo Zone. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Hey, San Diego, we want you to start every day with the charge you need. So your San Diego County Ford dealers are giving you this home charger and covering the cost of standard installation. 24/7 live support, the Ford Power Promise. With a brand new 2024 Mustang Mach-E or a 2024 F-150 Lightning, you can have electric vehicle confidence from day one. Only at your San Diego County Ford dealers, they'll be glad to hook you up.
To Let's Talk Hookup. What a great show and lots of fun. And it is time to find out who's got themselves a $100 shopping spree to Fastlane. Ron's going to do us the honors, flip that prize coin. Today we have a texter as our winner. Congratulations, Jason and Murrieta. You have got $100 going to Fastlane. Congratulations.
Congratulations. And Ron, great time, man. Always great talking kayaks and stuff. And you can talk more kayaks today at Fastlane, right?
That's right.
Yeah, you're open today, and you have a couple of those deals on the links left and a lot of other great stuff coming up this Black Friday and Saturday, right?
Yeah, it's going to be good. And Debbie sent me a text saying, be sure and get in there for those deals on Black Friday. We got cookies and hot apple cider.
All right, cool. All right, and there. Where are you?
Right across the street from SeaWorld and Dana Landing
All right.
Marina.
All right, tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup, Al Lee from Fished Open BD Outdoors and Yusuf from the Angler's Retailer. Thanks for listening. Appreciate you listening. We'll see you tomorrow morning right back here.